CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado coronavirus hospitalizations rose above 100 for the first time in a month, but health experts note that's far below earlier pandemic peaks. Dr. Anuj Mehta, a pulmonologist at Denver Health, says vaccinations and prior infections are providing some immunity, but subvariants keep spreading.
I think we'll see an increase in COVID-related hospitalizations in the coming months, but I don't think we're going to reach the peak of nearly 1,600 or 1,700 that we were in January.
52% of hospitalized COVID-19 patients are unvaccinated. According to the state's latest data, the BA2 Omicron subvariant makes up the most cases, but another subvariant is making up a growing share. State lawmakers have tabled a bill that would force Comcast and Altitude Sports to end their three-year contract standoff. CPR's Paolo Schalsita reports.
Fans of the Nuggets, Avalanche, and Rapids are unable to watch games if they have Comcast, the state's largest cable provider. Representative Kyle Mulica hoped to resolve the deadlock with a bill that would force broadcasters and providers to negotiate after a contract expires. But he's now asked the House Committee of Business Affairs and Labor to indefinitely postpone a vote so that the companies can reach a deal without government intervention.
I've had multiple conversations with both of them, and they realize that the state legislature is paying attention, and we're willing to take action if they can.
Mulica said the companies will meet again in June. He's threatened to reintroduce his bill if the blackout continues. I'm Paolo Schalsita, CPR News.
Antero Reservoir near Buena Vista will open to boats on Sunday. Colorado wildlife officials will inspect boats for aquatic diseases. This is CPR.